Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey there, Kevin McCullough. What's the difference between Joe Biden and the White House Christmas tree? Biden only falls when there's stairs involved. It's That Kevin Show!
Somewhere in the city that defines holiday magic is a man who wants a little eggnog with his mistletoe. And that guy would like to carol you. Featuring the musical stylings of Mel Bunny and the Dreaming Color Singers. And tonight, the true life story of terror to forgiveness. Author T. Martin Bennett joins us. Also, Keith Getty, an officer of the most excellent order of the British Empire. Noah James, actor in The Chosen. Kristen Getty, J.J. Heller, and Ricky Skaggs in the holiday spotlight. Sketch comedy from John Crist, plus Assignment Desk Weekend. And now, live from Times Square, where our own fully lit and decorated Christmas tree never falls down like a decrepit president, here's That Kevin!
Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, we've got a big show for you straight ahead. In fact, you want to stick around because in hour two tonight, Assignment Desk Weekend and the sketch comedy of John Crist is just going to be off the hook. And yes, our trees don't fall down. That's one of the lessons. Well, let the singers finish out here. Nicely done. Nice done. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here. We've got a lot to get to. Yeah. So this last week, we had the, you know, the Rockefeller tree lighting per usual, and the mayor was out, and the Savannah Guthrie was there, and the Al Roker, and, you know, everybody was there, and they put their hand on the button, and then it, like, you know, sparkled for like 4 seconds, and then finally it all came on, and the tree is lit, and now it's lit, and it's up, standing upright at Rockefeller Center. For some reason, we never have a problem in New York City where we get a lot of wind, a lot of high winds. We never have a problem with keeping our tree standing upright. It just doesn't, it's not an issue for us for some reason. We don't seem to have the same issues that some of the others have. All right, so be it. But we do have some problems tonight, friends. And I want to have fun. It's the holiday season. I want to make sure we have lots of fun on the weekend show. And we've got a great lineup for you tonight. Tonight, T. Martin Bennett, author of this book right here, Wounded Tiger. This is an amazing book. Tells the story of true war heroism, terror, because the man that basically planned the attack on Pearl Harbor eventually comes to a realization that his life is empty and he needs something very different. And there's some interlocking relationships that are just profound. But T. Martin Bennett, historian, author, is going to be with us to tell that story. We've also got a little bit later on Keith Getty, officer of the most excellent order of the British Empire. I like to bust his chops on that a little bit because he got his OBE from Queen Elizabeth herself when she was still living, and he's strutted around like a peacock ever since. I'm kidding. Keith and Kristen are doing the Getty Sing Christmas tour, and it's underway and it's going. It's coming to New York here in a couple of weeks. That's going to be amazing. But he'll be with us. And then a little bit later on, Noah James of The Chosen. He plays the Andrew the disciple. He's going to be with us as well because The Chosen, The Gettys, The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Journey to Bethlehem, The Shift. You've got all these things in theaters and in showcases right now that are just here for your holiday enjoyment. It's such a rich time to have, you know, really good enjoyment as an option. So anyway, we'll get into all that. I want to say, as we get into my commentary for tonight, that I was struck this week by the death of Henry Kissinger, how quickly the vultures began to circle. What a tremendously important man he was. And I didn't agree with everything that he did, but he certainly, well, without him, the Yom Kippur War would have been lost by Israel. Israel would have been wiped off the map a long time ago. But I have to compare his handling of the Yom Kippur War and carrying out President Nixon's strategy and how it protected Israel, and we got Israel the tools they need. And this joker, Anthony Blinken, that is running our State Department now. Because he warned Israel this week, which they started up their cleansing of Hamas all over again, because Hamas evidently had 240 plus hostages in their custody. They've released about 100, but they can't find any more to release. So they ran out of hostages to trade. So Israel said, if you don't release more hostages, we're going to go back to cleaning out your operational capacity. And Hamas is like, oh, no, don't do that. We'll come up with a list. We find them. They're around here somewhere. I am very concerned, friend, that the other 140 are dead, because Hamas was desperate this week not to have Israel begin hostilities again. They were very desperate. They don't all want to die. And so they're like looking, can we find any more hostages anywhere? And we're finding out like drip, drip, drip now, name after name of hostages that have died in custody of Hamas. And if the remaining 140 all fit into that category, it's over. It's over. They're going to be wiped off the face of the earth, and they should be. But here's what I don't understand about our Secretary of State. When Henry Kissinger was helping Israel win the Yom Kippur War, which was the war that everyone attacked them from, what, six different countries, all hit them, and Israel had to defend themselves, and they did. And it was over pretty quickly. Not to be totally disassociated, this was at the end of the Yom Kippur holiday when the October 7th attack happened, and that's why the concert and the parties were going on and so forth. But Anthony Blinken, look at this headline: don't restart the war without a civilian protection plan. You know what, Anthony Blinken? The civilian protection plan was in place on October the 7th. There was a ceasefire in existence on October the 7th. That ceasefire had been in existence for quite a while, because the last time that Hamas decided to act badly, Israel decided to try to take care of itself, and that was when that ceasefire came into existence. I'm tired of the know-nothings that don't know anything about history, the people that are out there saying that, you know, Israel is the aggressor here. There was a ceasefire underway. 1,400 dead Israelis and 240 hostages later, that ceasefire was significantly broken because of the actions of the evil terrorists, not because of the law-abiding state of Israel. So what is our State Department telling Israel? Well, you have to have a civilian protection plan in place. We know that they're going to hide behind civilians. We're very sorry about that, but we didn't start this. And it's Israel's responsibility, it's the Israeli government responsibility, to make sure that terrorists can't come into their country and kill people again. And by the way, they didn't just kill Jews. They killed Christians. They killed some fellow Arabs. They would kill Palestinians and Arabs that are living in Israel if it turned out that they needed to, because they don't care. That's the point of all of this. The terrorists want to kill everybody. Yes, they want to get rid of the Jews. Yes, they want to wipe Israel off the map. Yes, that is some of their ultimate goal. But if they have to kill a few Arabs and a few Palestinians and a few Muslims and a few other people in the process of it, they're not going to worry about that. So, I mean, Hamas's days are numbered, but the fact that they couldn't come up with any more of the 140 plus hostages that are still missing? They ran out of hostages? I hope that that's not as foreboding as it appears to me, because that does not look good for the families of those 140, many of whom have probably assumed that they're not going to make it anyway. It's a hot mess. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Stay with us. T. Martin Bennett joins me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
My next guest is someone that has spent the last 18 years pouring his life into his seminal work. It's a story of redemption. It's a story of kindness in a day of hatred, one for another. And in the times that we live in, what better message could really be told as you look at the wars that are breaking out on your TV screens almost nightly? His name is Martin Bennett, and he's the author of the new book, Wounded Tiger. Please welcome Martin Bennett. Hey, Martin, good to have you.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks very much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, my viewers and listeners know that I'm an infinite, like, I don't think I'll ever be satiated World War II buff. I just think there's too much to learn. This story touches on one of the most iconic aspects, at least from the American side of the story, and that was the attack on Pearl Harbor. Tell me about the relationship of your two primary characters here.
It's a story that takes place in the context of war, but it's a character-driven story. The main character, of course, is Mitsuo Fuchida, who was the man who led the attack in Pearl Harbor. He was handpicked by Admiral Yamamoto, and he was driven by selfish ambition, an ambition for his nation. He wanted them to be a conqueror like he'd seen other nations do around the world throughout history, and that was what he hoped for. The second key character in the story of Wounded Tiger is a man named Jacob DeShazer, or Jake. He volunteered for the U.S. Army Air Corps, and once the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, he was livid, like every red-blooded American, and he wanted to go, quote, kill Japs, end quote. And he volunteered for a mission for which he knew nothing about, the Doolittle Raid, ending up bombing Japan, then flying to China, and hopefully to allies in China. But his plane ran out of fuel over occupied China. He bailed out in the middle of the night in the rain, and he was captured by the Japanese. He was in solitary confinement, tortured. And his buddies were, you know, mistreated. Some died. Some were shot. And he was just living in a hopeless situation. In his own words, he said he was crazy with hatred. And he came to a realization he didn't want to live in hatred and die in hatred. And that's part of his story. And then there's the Covell family. These are teachers who are highly educated who volunteered to go to Japan. They went there to bring the gospel of Christ. But they also helped the poorest of the poor. They really genuinely loved the people of Japan. They brought their kids into the world in Japan, and they spoke Japanese fluently. But when the Japanese ramped up for war, they fled to the Philippines, and then they sent their kids back to the U.S. So these three plot lines had really nothing to do with each other, and eventually they come together, and that is the story of Wounded Tiger. But in the world, like you said, you know, we have conflict wars. There's a lot of killing and death and hopelessness. But Wounded Tiger is really unusual because it's a true story and it's about life and hope that comes out of the midst of this terrible struggle and how Fuchida's life changed from hating America to loving America and how he had a change of heart, mind, and spirit through these people and especially through this girl, Peggy Covell, who was a college girl in upstate New York and how she impacted his life 5,000 miles away and the circumstances were like millions to one that anything like this would ever happen. That's fascinating to see that unfold.
We live in a day in which visceral hatred for people is allowed to just march through our streets. The anti-Semitic protests of recent weeks has really spoken to this. How strong was the hatred between the Japanese and the American fighting men and women at this point in history? Was it anything parallel to what we're seeing
right now? Kevin, that's a fantastic question. And I really, when I started researching the story, that's one of the things I came across that was kind of surprising. So in 1919, after World War I, they formed the League of Nations, and mm-hmm. Japan was one of those countries that was a member of that group. And it was a precursor to the United Nations, and they were trying to figure out a way to prevent wars by negotiation ahead of time. So during this conference in Versailles on the League of Nations, the Japanese contingency said, hey, they put forward what's called the racial equality proposal, saying, hey, all races are equal. We need to establish that as part of the League of Nations. And several of the countries said, well, actually, that's not true. There's superior races and inferior races, and you guys are part of the inferior races. Well, this infuriated the Japanese, and Woodrow Wilson was the president of the League of Nations. He was the leader of that, and he said, well, unless this is unanimous, we're not going to accept this, which was kind of odd. It should have gone by majority. Well, the Japanese left that really angry, and in Japan proper, there were riots in the street. There was proclamations that they would declare war against the United States. This is back in 1919. Hmm. So shortly after that, Fuchida was being trained in the Imperial Japanese Navy Academy in Etajima, and they had a training mission that sent him on a ship to San Francisco. This was 1922. And he encountered some Japanese nationals in America, in California, and I grew up in California. I never knew this history. And they were saying, why did the Americans treat us like that? They discriminate against us. They put it in newspapers. Watch out for the yellow peril. The unions were against them. They couldn't testify in court, and they just felt they were being mistreated simply because they were Asians and foreigners. And this, again, just added fuel to the fire of all these dirty, rotten Americans. They're going to get it one day. So all these things just came together for them. They felt marginalized by the nations of the world, that is by the United Kingdom and the Germans and the French, because they weren't allowed to build up their military in the same way other nations were, and they felt they were being marginalized and disrespected. So it's kind of like the little guy in the bar who gets insulted because he's a little guy, and then he comes back with his machine gun to even up the score. And that's kind of what happened in Pearl Harbor and the Pacific War.
Well, and as we think about it, you know, following World War II and the end of the war in the Pacific was a deadly toll, the dropping of the nuclear bomb and the death toll that just those two hits alone took. It forced Japan to surrender. But Japan and the U.S. are at a very different place now. And I'm wondering if the seeds for that renewal and kind of partnership that we enjoy with them now, you could also trace to the lives that were tracked in your book.
Well, it was very interesting for me to understand Japanese philosophy and Japanese culture. So they had a mindset that, and it was inculcated from a very young age, that you respect your parents and you obey the emperor, that he was a godlike figure, not in the sense of the way Westerners see a god as being all-powerful and all-knowing, but rather being descended from the gods. And that was just everywhere, that you, whatever the emperor said, you're going to do that. Well, once the war was over and he publicly declared, I'm not God, I'm not a God, they said, okay, we're done with that. And they moved on. And it was very unusual for me when I saw that when the Japanese surrendered, this is not in the book, but I remember reading about the Japanese pilots had developed these airplanes that ran on high octane fuel. And the American pilots were talking, it was just they're talking shop like guys talking about hot rods. They said, hey, can you fly one of our planes and put some of the high octane fuel in it? Because we want to see how it's going to run. They said, sure. They had to put these green crosses on the wings so they wouldn't get shot down. I knew it wasn't a warplane. And they're out there flying the plane and they're all laughing and talking. And I thought, how did this happen right after the war? They're all hating each other. And the Americans were kind of surprised. And I remember I met a woman who was in Japan during the war, and she said she hated Americans because she thought they were going to kill everybody until she saw the Americans in Japan giving candy to kids. And after that, she said, well, I want to go to America. So I think once the Japanese saw that the Americans were not hateful toward them, they just wanted the war to end, and they saw the character of Americans, and Americans saw that, hey, Japanese are people. The war thing just kind of went away, and now we're really best friends as nations.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're one of our strongest allies. It reads like a movie. You want to make sure you have this in your reading stack for this fall. Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The week-long ceasefire, which involved the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for scores of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, ended on Friday morning, leading to renewed hostilities between Israel and Hamas. As mediators work to facilitate another swap, uncertainties arise regarding the individuals still in captivity in the besieged enclave. According to Israel, as of Friday, there are 136 hostages in Gaza, including 119 men and 17 women and children, as reported by military spokesperson Daniel Haggerty. A former gang member and FBI informant currently incarcerated was charged with attempted murder for stabbing ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin 22 times at a federal prison in Arizona. John Tursak, serving a 30-year sentence for crimes related to a Mexican mafia gang, admitted to planning the attack for about a month due to Chauvin's high-profile status as a convicted murderer of George Floyd. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Here he is from New York, Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us at That Kevin Show. Everything related to That Kevin Show, funnily enough, found at thatkevinshow.com. This is the best we could come up with, thatkevinshow.com, including if you would like to go with me on a World War II tour next year. Martin, let me ask you, there were obviously some relational things that happened when this pilot who was filled with this hate and this American who was filled with this hate began to let their guard down. How did that come about? And are there principles there that we can apply to current day conflicts and maybe bring about a better day for us?
Yeah, the world is full of fighting and wars that's been part of human history for thousands of years, and I'm sure will be for the future of this planet. But not too many people are talking about what the real solution is. So Fujita was involved in war at the highest levels in his day, and Jake DeShazer was right in the forefront. He was, I mean, the President of the United States and the Emperor of Japan knew about Jake DeShazer and the Doolittle Raid. But war doesn't really lead to peace. You know, it's not bigger weapons. It's and Fujita said that since war really begins in the heart, then peace has to begin in the heart. So I think the first recognition that leads to peace is to understand, where does this all come from? When I was researching this story for Wounded Tiger, and I came to the scene where Douglas MacArthur is giving a speech. He was the Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, and this is probably the most recognized speech he would ever give in his life, and he prepared for it. I didn't really know what it said. I'd never seen it before. And as I was reading his speech, which is summarized in the book, or excerpts are in the book of Wounded Tiger, he says, we come to our last chance. If we don't learn how to achieve peace, Armageddon is at the door. We're essentially going to destroy ourselves. He said, the problem is spiritual, and therefore it needs a spiritual solution. I thought, I cannot believe I'm reading this, but I thought, you know, I think he's exactly right. And that's the conclusion that Pachita came to. And Jake DeShazer, when he's in prison, completely in a hopeless situation, friends dying of exposure, being tortured to death, etc., it was just a nightmare, a living nightmare for him. And he thought, I do not want to die in this prison filled with hatred, and that's the end of my life. I don't want to live that way. And he remembered his mom. And moms are very influential in people's lives. They don't, mothers don't recognize how powerful they are. So he thought, I want to be like my mom. So he started seeking and asking questions, and he knew that she was a godly woman. So he ended up getting a copy of the Bible and reading it, and he applied it to himself, but he was extremely skeptical. And that's the cool thing about his story. He wasn't just like, oh, yeah, get gung-ho, let's do it. It's like, no, no, how does this work? Does God talk to people? I don't believe this. How could this happen? But he asked all the right questions, and, you know, you'll see in the story, things started to happen in his life. Some there seemed to be natural. Other things, clearly supernatural. How in the world could this happen? So the pathway to peace is there for everybody, but the pathway for most people is not quite as difficult as it was for the people in this story who had death all around them. So I want this to be a story of hope and inspiration for all people that even if you don't believe in the supernatural realm, God is still for you, and he has a pathway that really will lead to happiness for you.
Well, that's so well said on so many levels, and I would love for the concept of the spiritual to take hold in the modern conflicts. You know, Russia and Ukraine and Hamas and Israel, I am concerned that it's the tip of something much bigger that the world will find itself in the days to come. I pray that that's not the case. But as an observer of history, you know, we tend to redo things that we don't learn the lessons of. And so I'm hopeful that that we can avoid those. But to hear how important God's input was on the reform of both men and their hearts is really encouraging. Wounded Tiger is the name of the book. Martin Bennett is its author. And we only have about 20 seconds, Martin, but tell me about the girl. Why is the girl so important in the story?
Well, she was faced with a horrible situation where anybody naturally would just be full of despondency and despair. And what she did is she thought, how can I love my enemies? And she volunteered to serve the Japanese in the United States. Through a set of circumstances, she wound up in a hospital of POWs, where she was actually tending to the engineer of Mitsuo Fuchida. And in such a loving way, he said, why are you so kind and so good to us? And she explained about how terrible the Japanese had been to Americans, and she wanted to express love to them. And they thought, why would you love your enemies? Well, this got back to Fuchida 5,000 miles away, and it transformed him because it changed his pathway of thinking. I've always been taught we're going to kill and hate our enemies. Why would you love your enemies, and how do you do that? His finding that answer is the answer everyone needs to have today.
Yeah, no doubt. Wounded Tiger, the name of the book. Martin Bennett, congratulations. It is a big volume, friends, but he says if you're not convinced by page 10, you'll never be. It's a page turner. You want to check it out. Martin Bennett, thank you for being with us.
Kevin, thank you so much for having me.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's That Kevin Show. Don't go away.
Christmas time, here we go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Here he is from New York. That's Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
You just can't put me in a bad mood if we've got Christmas, the sounds of Christmas going on. And again, a big thanks to Mel Tunney and the Dreamin' Color Singers for the holiday renditions of the That Kevin Show theme. We've got a lot to enjoy this Christmas, and I'm so thankful to be able to spend some of it with you. I also want to say thank you to those of you that gave last week to our CSI ongoing initiative, the attempt to end slavery in our lifetime, because we are liberating slaves that are actually enslaved in northern Sudan these days. And because of your generosity, there are a number more that have been freed this week. And as you can see on the screen, we are getting closer and closer and closer to hitting that goal of 192 slaves freed. And I want to make sure that all 192 are liberated by Christmas. These are primarily Christian women that were taken captive, many of them when they were just young girls. And so it's been 12, 15 years in captivity. And to be able to give them back for their Christian Christmas holiday, their freedom, their life, and a brand new beginning is just one of the most incredible things that I think could be done. And it's one of the reasons why I've been so thankful that so many of you have, for the last number of years, joined with us in these endeavors, because we've liberated all in close to 4,100 women in the last 10 years or so with the gifts that you've given and the advocation that we've done and my family getting involved. Somebody asked us going into Giving Tuesday last week, you know, hey, how many slaves, you know, are there left in Sudan? And I said, well, at the peak, there were about 185,000 women that had been taken into slavery. Because of the efforts of CSI and people just like you, we believe that number to be now closer to 35,000, which means more than 150,000 slaves have received their liberty and are living brand new lives in ways that they could not have expected when they were in captivity. I've told you the story of some of these women. They are marched off, you know, the way that their lives are upended is almost identical to what happened to the people that were living in southern Israel on October 7th. The Arab forces came in, ransacked the villages, burned things to the ground, shot the men, killed those who resisted, and for little women and children that that they could take and that would not create a problem, they just marched off into slavery into the north. And this was a subjugation of the Christian women in the south to the Arab masters in the north, and this is done on purpose. It's a tool of warfare. It's a key, manipulation is a key in terms of having power and so forth. And so this is what was done to these innocent women, and many of them forced to change their Christian name to a Muslim name, forced to be sexually subservient to not only the master, but sometimes his sons, sometimes his friends, sometimes given out his favors to people that he was trying to ingratiate himself to. Talk about a completely demoralizing and utterly helpless and just kind of, you know, I think you would become numb after a while living in this type of existence. But that's just part of the abuse. They were verbally abused by oftentimes the slave master's wife, because if the slave master wanted to sleep with the slave instead of the wife, she took that personally. And so she held that against the slave. There is a word that they have in Sudan that we don't have an English translated equivalent of, that is so dehumanizing, so profane, and so vulgar. We can't even tell you what it means in English, because it's that's what they're called from sun up to sundown. They're not allowed to find people from where they're from. They're not allowed to talk to people outside the home. They're not allowed to eat much of anything other than what's left over for them by way of the scraps of the master's table. And when one of these women is liberated and is brought back home to South Sudan, the first thing they say is, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so indebted to the people that have done this, that have shown us this kindness. But the second thing they say almost as quickly is, don't stop until we get all of them out. And so with 35,000 or so to go, we're doing what we can. We found 192 of them specifically this year that we know we can free. We know their name. We know where they're at. The negotiations for some of them have already been secured, and some of them are back in freedom already. Earlier from this year, there have been a couple of liberations that have already occurred. But the remainder, the just few that we have left before we hit that 192 number, I don't want to leave a single one of them behind. I want every single one of them liberated this Christmas. Now, your gift of $250 affects not only, you know, them coming to freedom, but it really lays the foundation for what their new life is, because the $250 basically supplies the bag of hope, which is everything they need to start their life over again. It's a year's worth of food. It's a year's worth of seed grain that they can plant new crops for. It's utensils to cook and prepare and sow and fish and do all kinds of things with. It's netting and bedding and things that they need to protect themselves from the weather and to stay warm. There are things included in there like a Bible.
There are things included in there that that they need, you know, medical needs. Women need feminine products. There's those types of things that are also included. And then the kind of the piece de resistance is that every single one of these women will receive a kid goat, a she-goat, that will be of goat-bearing capabilities. And when they have additional goats, when they are able to make the milk and cheese that the goat will give them, then they are going to be able to help provide for themselves going forward on a on an ongoing basis. So you're not only liberating them, you're not only giving them the key to restarting their life all over again, you're helping them live their life for years to come, because they will have this kind of micro-enterprise ability of being able to take care of themselves, which is really exciting. Here's the number, 888-342-1010. We need 10 more people to go to the phone and say, yeah, I'll liberate one slave. It's $250 one time. You can do it. You can break it up over 5 months at $50 a month. You can do $125 a month for 2 months, whatever you need to do. But would you help us get past this 192 number? Those are the names that we had on the list at the start of the year. I don't want to leave a single one of them out. Please, please, please be generous. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org.
Here we go, that can be so.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, coming up next hour, Keith Getty joins us to talk about the Getty Christmas tour that is underway. Here's how they begin the second half of this year's Christmas celebration. Kristen Getty and J.J. Hill.
Let all mortals
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.